Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Foresight Saga by John Galsworthy, Book 3, To Let. The book is prefaced by a quotation from Shakespeare. From out of the fatal loins of those two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life. To Charles Scribner. Part 1, Chapter 1, Encounter. Soames Forsyte emerged from the Knightsbridge Hotel, where he was staying, in the afternoon of the 12th of May, 1920, with the intention of visiting a collection of pictures in a gallery off Cork Street, and looking into the future. He walked. Since the war, he never took a cab, if he could help it. Their drivers were, in his view, an uncivil lot. Though now that the war was over and supply beginning to exceed demand again, getting more civil in accordance with the custom of human nature. Still, he had not forgiven them, deeply identifying them with gloomy memories, and now, dimly, like all members of their class, with revolution. The considerable anxiety he had passed through during the war, and the more considerable anxiety he had since undergone in the peace, had produced psychological consequences in a tenacious nature. He had mentally so frequently experienced ruin that he'd ceased to believe in its material probability. Paying away 4,000 a year in income and super tax, one could not very well be worse off.